I'm Peter Gay Hodges with JIS Evening News for Friday, December 2. Coming up, Prime Minister commends JDF succession planning. St. Mary welcomes new tourist attraction and public urged to exercise caution when responding to job offers. The news in detail after the break.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
Now the news. Persons are being urged to exercise caution in responding to advertised jobs as human traffickers are using this as a scheme to lure unsuspecting victims. Trafficking in Persons Secretariat Manager Keisha West cites the recent example of a social media message about potential jobs at a new hotel in Cayman, which turned out to be a hoax. Ms. West says persons who respond to fake job offerings may be asked to send money for hotel accommodation, pointing out that obtaining funds is another ploy used by the scammers. Meanwhile, the Trafficking in Persons Secretariat Manager is urging community members to look out for persons residing among them who may be victims of human trafficking. Ms. West says victims are often relieved of their possessions and usually appear anxious due to threats from their captors. She adds that they are frequently made to work under servitude conditions, including prostitution. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the successful transition of leadership of the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, speaks to the excellence of the organization and will ensure the continuation of the fine tradition of the Army. He was speaking at the swearing-in ceremony for the new Chief of Defence Staff of the JDF, Major General Rocky Mead, at King's House on Thursday. The Prime Minister says the new Army Chief has the knowledge and training to continue building on the solid foundation and development trajectory set by his predecessor, Major General Anthony Anderson.
I have confidence that the legacy of the JDF and its value and relevance to Jamaica will continue as new demands and new circumstances arise.
Major General Anderson retired from the position after 6 years and a total of 32 years in the JDF. He has now assumed his new role as Jamaica's first national security advisor. Jamaica's tourism offerings have been bolstered with the recent completion of the Yaman Adventure Park. Prime Minister Andrew Holness officially opened the attraction during a special ceremony at the property in Prospect, St. Mary on Thursday. Yaman replaces the Prospect Outback Adventure Park, which was closed and significantly upgraded. The park features outdoor carriage rides, a cooking tour, horse and camel rides, Segway rides, and opportunities to feed ostriches, among other attractions. The Prime Minister commended the administrators of the park for their decision to invest in upgrading the facilities, describing it as a vote of confidence in the government's efforts to create an environment for businesses to thrive.
I am pleased to be associated with yet another project which signals the growth of our tourism industry and the building of a prosperous Jamaica. Tonight, we add another jewel to our attractions and herald yet another innovation in Jamaica's tourism product by the Dolphin Cove team.
The Prime Minister also expressed satisfaction at the over 200 jobs to be created once the park is opened to visitors. And the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD, is calling for a more barrier-free environment for persons with disabilities. In an interview with JIS News, Executive Director of the JCPD, Christine Hendricks, said while various entities have been making an effort to increase accessibility to their buildings, more needs to be done to ensure that information is also readily available to persons with disabilities.
Barrier-free society is not just the physical environment, but we also want the information and the communication from different companies to make sure that they are also barrier-free. So when a deaf person steps into the space, or when somebody with an intellectual disability steps into the space, they can understand and they can communicate with the service providers.
Mrs. Hendricks adds that doing so will benefit the entire society as persons with disabilities will be able to participate and contribute to nation building. She was speaking ahead of Disabilities Awareness Week to be observed from December 4 to 9 under the theme Inclusive Information Communication Technologies, The Way to the Future. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.